This recording, Oklahoma 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." In the spring of 2012, I taught a class with President Henry at OCU, and it was a politics class, and you know, timed for the presidential election year, and it was for honors students there at the university. So it was all different years, all underclassmen, Thursday nights, 6 to 9. And so every week I created a syllabus, a very lengthy one, where we would tackle a particular topic, hot topic in politics, which I think was actually the name of the class. And I'd, you know, kind of lecture for an hour, but I would use, you know, we had a great classroom where you had PowerPoint and all that, and I would try to bring in as much multimedia as possible. And then we would have a speaker almost always, an elected official of some kind. And then, you know, if we still had time, we might talk internally. So as an example, you know, when we talked about education, you know, I kind of spent my first hour explaining the bureaucracy of education, you know, who pays for what and who runs what and who makes the decisions, so they understood that. And a little bit about sort of the history of American education and how we got to the system we have, which of course was not the system we had, you know, when we began as a country. We had no system at all. And then I had Glenn Johnson, who's the chancellor for higher education for the state, and Janet Barisi, the state superintendent, come and meet with the students in the second hour. And then if we had time, we chatted. And then, of course, President Henry's role was to be there and to be brilliant as he is and comment and interact with the students. So it was a great experience, and we got incredible feedback, and the students were fantastic. It's just a lot of work, especially when it's not your full-time job, you know. So I haven't done it again, but someday. I mean, that could be my calling. I don't know, but we'll see where life takes me. But it was great. I loved teaching.